Also, you mentioned the fact that abemaciclib is approved as monotherapy. I was curious if you could describe a clinical situation, or if there is one, where you would you have used abemaciclib monotherapy. And do we know anything about whether or not you can see a response to that in someone who had a prior CDK, and whether maybe it makes a difference if you have like chemo in the middle or whatever?
Yeah, those are all great questions that we don't really know. I have not used a lot of abemaciclib monotherapy because, again, most of my CDK4/6 inhibitor is given up front, and the data for abema monotherapy doesn't really reflect that type of population. I have on occasion given it to the rare patient who managed to kind of escape CDK4/6 initially. For example, the person who was diagnosed with metastatic disease before the approval of these agents has been on chemotherapy kind of since approval and is perhaps looking for yet another line of therapy. And then I've tried to resurrect with abemaciclib monotherapy. Personally, I have not seen fireworks, although I have some colleagues who anecdotally have had some good experiences. So, you know, I think it's nice that that's an option, but I'm still working on finding the right patient.
You have so many great trials there. It's really attractive for a patient to go on a lot of those trials because it really offers something different. But I am curious how you select among the three. It kind of sounds like it's almost a coin flip in your mind, or do you have any way that you... I mean, I guess obviously if they have some kind of cytopenias or GI problems, that might, you know, flip you one way or the other. But in general, for you, is it a coin flip or maybe determined by other factors?
Well, you know, based on the data, any of these agents are fine to use as long as they're kind of used within their indication. In my practice, I tend to use more palbociclib just because I'm more comfortable and familiar with it, perhaps because it's been around a little bit longer. But I think it's a good question as to, you know, should we define it based on toxicity? So, for example, for the patient who starts palbociclib, who within a couple cycles you realize just is not doing well in terms of neutropenia, even though it's been dose reduced as much as possible, you know, maybe that patient would just do better with abemaciclib and we should just switch out to the other agent. So, you know, I'm wondering if there's ways in which we can tailor this based on toxicity. And again, I think that, you know, I hope there's some healthy competition price-wise with having three available agents. We have lots of drugs for hypertension, for cholesterol, and having more drugs in the marketplace is a good thing.
What about the patient who's just had major radiation therapy, let's say to the hip or something, in terms of, again, abema versus the other two in terms of cytopenias?
You know, again, the cytopenias don't seem to be associated with any infectious complications. So I tend to hold these drugs during radiation, but once it's done, I start right up. I don't give some sort of grace period afterwards.